At least 180 Americans are fighting for ISIS, lured by its propaganda machine. This war is being fought online as much as on the battlefield. But tonight, the man who was in charge of America's online assault on the ISIS message says that effort is failing. Margaret Brennan got the interview.
Alberto Fernandez left his job running the State Department's counter-messaging campaign against ISIS last month. He said the administration's approach was not aggressive enough.
So do you think then that ISIS is winning the propaganda war?
It's not that ISIS is so great. It's that the response against ISIS is both limited and weak.
His staff of 50 struggled to compete against ISIS's online army, which posts videos and messages from around 90,000 Twitter accounts.
There's a fantasy which exists in Washington, which is this, that somehow if you put magic social media or public diplomacy pixie dust on a problem, it will go away.
To stop ISIS, he says, the administration must understand its appeal.
ISIS is psychopathic, but that doesn't mean that the people that are attracted to it are attracted to it for the sick, perverse reasons. One of the challenges we face is that people are attracted to it for what we would call noble reasons.
Noble reasons.
Yes. What we would think of building things, rescuing people, doing something that is larger than yourself.